Battleford, one of the oldest hotels in Saskatchewan, built 140 years ago in 1883, is facing demolition as the town of Battleford moves forward with a recommendation from administration to see the historic building destroyed. The town says the building has become the target of vandalism and dereliction, adding that the building now poses a risk to public safety as it may attract more vandalism and possibly arson. "We've received numerous complaints this year about the condition of the building. The property is continuously becoming derelict, an eyesore, and a danger to our community," Ryan Mackerel, the town's community planner, told council. "We've issued several orders on it this year, but none of those orders have been followed through by the property owners themselves. The owners simply, I think, have left the property," Mackerel added. The town says that the property is in violation of the town's nuisance abatement bylaw, in which a property can become a nuisance when it's adversely affecting the safety, health, or welfare of people in the neighborhood, affecting people's use and enjoyment of their property, or the amenity of a neighborhood. And as the building is in a ruined or dilapidated state or disrepair and threatens public safety, administration requested that council move forward with an order to demolish. The town also noted that costs would be fairly significant considering the size of the building and that asbestos remediation would be required prior to demolition. The costs for the demolition would be put onto the property taxes, though the town added that as the majority of the time they remain unpaid, alternative methods would have to be sought for collecting tax arrears. So, how do we avoid getting into this type of situation again? That's what I'd like to know. Like, I understand the building ages, but now we're contemplating getting stuck with a pretty sizable bill," Councillor Alexis Christensen asked council. "That's a million-dollar question that most communities struggle with, unfortunately," Mayor Ames Leslie said, adding that it's something that can be followed up on for Councillor Christensen. "Start the process," Councillor Kevin Russell added. Mayor Leslie noted that the Fred Light Museum would be contacted to possibly take the Queen's Hotel sign and that there doesn't appear to be any municipal, provincial or federal heritage status for the building itself. The motion to move forward with issuing an order to demolish to the property owners passed council unanimously. According to the town's website, the building was originally a two-story boarding house used for the Battle River Agricultural Society and office space in the 1880s. In the 1920s and early 30s, the hotel became the original school home for the Presbyterian Church of Canada. By 1948, it had become the Queen's Court rooming house before finally adopting the name Queen's Hotel and Lounge. The town noted that the order would give the owner sufficient time to apply for proper permits to have the building demolished, but that if it is not demolished after the allotted time, the town will be able to have the property demolished on the owner's behalf. In comments to the News Optimist, the mayor noted that there is no timeline currently in place as there is red tape the town must work through to make the process legal. "There has been some contact with the owners of the property as they do own other businesses in the community as well. Administration and soon-to-be Sow Landon Chambers will continue those conversations to try and find an amicable solution to this without having to have the town demolish it for them," Mayor Leslie said. "But the property has been neglected long enough, and the community is starting to voice displeasure. Council is just at the point where it has to start reacting to the voices of the community." At the time of publication, the owner of the Queen's Hotel was unavailable for comment.